Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello from the rainy OC, which is so strange for us.
So I was going to go to Palm Springs this weekend, you know, with the cast. but I canceled because I looked at the weather and it was supposed to be thunderstorm and rain here. And I'm like, I am not missing this. And it did not disappoint.
No.
Wow. Last night there was lightning everywhere, thunder. It was amazing.
Yeah. And yeah, very rare for.
Yeah. We never get thunder or lightning ever.
No.
We'll get rain, but not that. So, and then today I was like, yes, I'm going to go out, walk out. It smelled so good. And
yes.
So I was like,
I went out right before it started last night and I felt it. Like I felt like a witch because I could just, you know, I was like, ooh.
Did your knees hurt or anything?
No, no. But I just got my candle from Annabelle, like my black burning candle. So I burned the shit out of that last night.
What's that smell like?
Halloween. I don't know. It's incense-y, you know.
Oh, I had an idea for that. I was thinking it would be, seems like a lot of work though between now and then, because considering I'll be gone the next 2 weeks, we should like dress up as the cast.
Yes.
Like I already have like a Katie outfit in mind that I'm sure I can pull from my closet.
I also am going to, I have the idea of carving some Vanderpump pumpkins. So I got to get on that.
I see you doing a good Sheena with like a big ponytail.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have
and like a crop top. Just kidding.
I was going to say a tracksuit, but with like a crop top underneath the crop suit.
Yeah.
You see she's in Iceland now and she's like still rocking the crop top. Like it's freezing there right now.
Yeah.
She's on a beach with literally ice boulders. I've been to that beach. It's amazing. But I'm like, you are still rocking. Well, I guess I can't talk because I was wearing flip-flops. So, you know,
we all do our
own thing. But I don't know. I just had some, I always have these images and I just suck at executing.
I really think that we're going to execute a shit ton this year. This is it. It's all happening for us.
Yeah.
And so you guys buckle up and encourage us to keep executing because we have the ideas. We just need to do it.
Yes. And then share them and retweet and tag people.
So yes.
We can get some love from the cast.
Yes.
Anyways, so I got you guys, we sent out almost all of the moisturizers and then the Lala highlighters. You guys that one, those should be getting those. I got my own because I've been wanting to try them, but then I couldn't decide between Power and Goddess. And so I got one of each. Oh, you can take one. That's why I figured we could.
Oh, cool. One. Yay.
Because I'm not going to be using, multiple highlighters. I barely put on makeup. But when I do, I will use a highlighter. I don't know. I was a little surprised because I really liked her lip glosses. They were like pretty durable. They smelled good. It was like a nice texture, like mm-hmm. that buttery texture. So I was a little surprised getting this because the packaging was kind of chintzy. It was like super light, like cheap light. And then I had a problem opening it. It literally took me a couple minutes to open it. And then I just showed Holly and I saw she kind of struggled with it for a sec.
Well, and I have no nails. So I can't imagine if you had Sheena-esque nails, like what would you do?
You'd have
to use the tip of your finger, you know, that the pad of your finger and fling it open somehow.
Yeah, it was a little interesting. And then they both seem pretty dark to me, so I need to put it on. We just put it on in the bathroom, but it's like evening, so it's kind of hard to tell. I want to put it on and look in the daylight and see how it looks.
Yeah, I'm really interested to try it because I use the MAC highlighter in that powder form or whatever it is, and hers seemed a little smoother because the MAC can get a little cakey sometimes and kind of look like Peggy from OC Housewives. You know when she did that, when there was that look where it was like...
Yeah, streak.
Yeah.
I use a Tarte and then I travel with a Charlotte Tilbury, which I like that one, but the problem is the combinations. I don't like... I like one, it's like a two color palette highlighter thing. And I like one color from each of the different ones. So I have to travel with two of them.
That Charlotte Tilbury or whatever that is that you just said is out of my price range. Yeah. Like Like everyone was talking about it. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to Nordstrom, I'm gonna go look. And I was like, holy hell, yeah, it's expensive.
Well, and they only have like a little Nordstrom at South Coast, yeah, they have a big counter. Fashion Island only had like a kiosk, so I get it online, but it is, I bought a whole bunch of her stuff. And I still actually have it, though, so...
That's... Yeah, see, when you buy it and, like, it works for you and you use it, I think that's cool.
What I didn't... I thought was super overrated was the skincare. That night... whatever, magic cream everyone talks about.
Oh.
It's the texture of Vaseline.
Oh.
So, I don't know if I finally threw it out. I never used it up. It's like a really... I didn't notice any magical transformation. It was ridiculously expensive, and the texture was like Vaseline. So it was very weird. So I didn't really care about that. I tried a lot of stuff, and then some things I would get in, some things I wouldn't. So like, I really like this lip gloss she has. I still have that. And but yeah. There's so many. Like, I went to Sephora yesterday and Ulta today, and it's like you can just walk around and get lost. I mean, there's so many. Like, I love Too Faced. Oh my gosh, because I use the Better Than Sex mascara,
mm-hmm.
but they had a little sample of like a lip plumper thing,
mm-hmm.
and it totally worked.
Oh, I think I've used that before.
Yeah, I liked it.
Shoot, I just forgot what I was gonna say. Oops, sorry, everyone.
So Sephora, Ulta. Anyways,
yeah,
all those brands, and they all just have so many different options. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
So, well, the cast is in Palm Springs. They're all together except for Sheena and Peter. I don't see Peter out there. I don't see Jeremy. It doesn't seem like they invite him.
No. And no DJ James.
Nope. So I think it's Schwartz's birthday, so they rented something at the Polo Villas.
Was Ari there?
Ariana? Yes. I believe her and Sandoval just got there today.
Okay.
The rest got there last night. And you can see from their stories. Oh my gosh, Jax, did you see that? He did the worst IG story. It kept cutting out, freezing, pausing.
Like being alive, going live?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, the best part of it was Stassi commenting. She's like, bro, this is terrible. She's like, do you need the Wi-Fi password? Because obviously, like, he was using his phone
data.
That's
so funny.
And it was, like, low reception or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I saw her, like, story him doing a live. But since I'm blocked, I couldn't see him.
So someone posted it in the group, a screen recording. And
okay.
It's, like, 5.5 minutes long. I had to stop because it kept stopping. I was like, God, this is annoying. But you can see
Someone in our group screenshotted for 5 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, his whole story's on there. So go look in our group.
That's awesome.
You guys, Vanderpump Rules Party on Facebook, join the group. Because if you are also blocked by Jax, which is, you know, most of America, you can still see his videos thanks to those of you who are not blocked.
And you can also see Jax's biggest fan in our group, who I don't think she listens to our podcast,
no.
P.S. I think she just joined because a lot of Vanderpump groups are noticing our group now, I think
she'd be very vocal if she did listen to our podcast.
I think so, too.
Given by the blind love.
But you would think she seems like the type that's like eating up any sort of content of Vanderpump Rules. I'm surprised she hasn't found her way to the pod.
I don't think she'd be a fan of the song.
No. No. I don't think she'd be a fan of any podcast, actually. You like, guys, not just ours.
She went on a rampage saying Jax is the most kind, interactive person on social media. He's the only one that interacts with his fans. He never says anything negative. It was just like, wait, is this a joke?
He actually like made me start questioning. Like, she actually made me start questioning, like, wow, should I be nice to Jax? Should I have him interact with me? Okay. Also, we already talked about Kristen rolling out her line of the
new stuff.
Yeah, the new shirts and stuff, which I love. I've made that one of my goals. Like, once I hit a certain number on the scale, I'm going to order myself one. I'm going to get a Witches of WeHo sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting to hit that number. I have like goals for each one, and yeah, I'm excited. I'm getting ready for the wedding.
I guess she's doing a little like additional stuff too. They're going and sourcing vintage things from like Goodwill.
I wasn't interested in that.
No.
I am not interested in anything vintage.
I hate going into antique stores. And first of all, I don't have the patience. I don't want to go either to like vintage stores because there's always a weird smell, just like antique stores. And then you think about, you overthink it. It's like, you know, when you're eating like meat and you start overthinking it, like where it came from, you start to freak yourself out. That's what I do in vintage stores too.
There's a, yeah, the smell is like, this happened like when I was in high school, everyone started going to like vintage stores and yeah. I was not on board. So I just had to stick with my store-bought stuff and and really be out of style.
She says what it requires is patience, which she doesn't have. And I totally related to that because I was at Target today and also Free People, and they both have like this clearance section. And I was like, well, I should just go back there and see. I was so overwhelmed. And then there was like kids screaming and I was like, I need to get out of this section because everything's like crammed together, like super packed, and it's all mismatched. It makes no, there's no, nothing by size, color, style. It's all just like,
that's trashy. Why I seriously, I don't like to go to places where there is a pushy salesperson, but when I'm in a hurry and I feel like I can't put my own stuff together, I'll say, yeah, I need this, put it in my dressing room and let me try it on. Like sometimes those people are helpful if they'll do it. And I'm talking about White House Black Market, which normally I'm, that's why I was like, I'll run interference for you with a salesperson, because sometimes they pull stuff for you that they know, they've seen people try on, they know it looks good and stuff, and it's easy.
Yeah,
I hate having to put a whole outfit together, piecing it together. It bothers me.
Yeah. Oh, I just couldn't handle the sections. So like the clearance section is like a vintage store. Goodwill,
totally.
Where it's like you have
sizes are mixed. It's
you have to
tank
search.
Top, sweater. Do I need a turtleneck now? Like what is that doing here?
And yeah, or like a Ross or something.
Yes.
It's like I hate shopping to begin with, but I want to, if I have to get something, I want to be in and out in 10
if
minutes.
I go to Ross, I stay on the outside, like the stuff that isn't on sale and that is categorized properly, and I'll grab from there. I cannot go to the inner racks. I can't do it.
No.
But I did see someone post in the Watch What Crappens group that at a Ross, they found a Giovanni dress.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Well, that would be easy to spot, I would think.
Yeah, they have that gown section. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Shopping's overwhelming to me. So to do it like that was, it's just completely not within my capabilities. But yeah, I don't know. It seemed weird. I'm like, how are you going to put that? You're just going to sell like one item here, one item there.
Yeah, that was really confused. And then I also was confused on the live feed or whatever. People were asking like, can you sell pins?
Oh yeah, like brooches.
Like WTF? Like... Is that because, like, it's is random. That a thing? Because TomTom made pins too. Remember? Like, it's all TT. We still need to go to Kyle Chan. Let's put that on our list.
Okay.
But, anyways, I messaged Kristen. Uh-huh. I messaged her. I said, wow, Kristen, you know, just wanted to let you know that we've given away your shirts for our giveaway. Our listeners just love your stuff. And I heard you say that you're going to do Rachel O'Brien's podcast. Just wanted to let you know that we have the same listenership and our people already love your stuff. You should come onto our podcast and, you know, we'd love to do a giveaway with your new line, whatever, you know, hit me up.
Oh, good.
She hasn't responded.
When was that?
Whatever that live thing was, a couple of days ago or whatever.
Well, maybe she, the opportunity.
Maybe she hasn't gone through them yet. You know, maybe she hasn't.
She doesn't do podcasts, so I'm shocked she's doing Stassi and Rachel's all in 1 week.
Yeah.
But maybe because this is her fall launch. Maybe she realizes I need to promote.
Yeah. I'm kind of waiting for the cast to realize our value to them. You know, like we really, you know, we have the same sponsors as them. We talk about them. I don't know. I guess I'm looking for someone to be like, oh, hey, let's like, you know, talk to them. Girls helping girls.
Yeah. I guess that you have to think like what's in it for them.
Promoting.
Yeah. But
she doesn't have Rachel, I don't think Rachel has the same. I guess Rachel has the same listeners as
like
us.
Like promoting like James May 100% because there's a lot of people that watch the show or listen to a podcast that they don't follow social media. They don't even know about her t-shirt line.
So, right.
Yeah. I was thinking like Stassi. I'm like, well, they already know about her podcast.
Right.
They
Stassi has, first, I haven't really heard Stassi go around to any of the podcasts. But like,
right. But like, yeah, Ariana, when she comes out with her skincare line, mm-hmm. she should. Or if she, especially since we like to try those things and give them away, she really should. Same with like Katie with, you know, when she did her lipsticks. And
it just seems like, it's like Spencer Pratt, like doing the Taylor Swift content. He did it for years with getting nothing out of it. And then boom, he gets invited to go to her concert, sit front row, meet her. Like
then boom, we get invited to the Kentucky Castle wedding.
I mean, that is what I am manifesting right now. Okay. I feel it coming. And I also feel like the cast is going to, be like, hey, let's talk to them. We really appreciate everything they do. So shout out to the cast. We wouldn't be here without you guys. We really do love the show. We're so excited for the new season. And we love talking to you guys about it and laughing about the shit that happens. So,
So the only other things you said, Randall and Lala are in Florida and he bought a new jet. He actually bought one now. He's not just renting.
Yeah. So in Lala's story, I don't know if it was a story or she went live, but I think she went live because I watched it and they're walking into the airline hangar mm-hmm. and they're like, this is happening. And it's their brand new jet and they're like doing a tour and they're shaking hands and shit. And Randall purchased a jet, which is on a whole nother level. Like, that's crazy.
See, and did they take it to Miami? Like, I don't want to fly a private, like, there's the ones that always crash.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the small, scary one. It was a little bit bigger than small. That doesn't make sense. But no, I'm with you. I would be scared too. RIP to Aaliyah.
There's so many people.
Yes.
And they're just like here in Southern California, like in 1 week, there was 3 small plane crashes.
Oh, those. I would not step foot on one of those fucks. Like, there's no way that happens. Meadowlark Airport used to be right by our house. Like, there was one crashed into a roof in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Like, boom, nosedive into the roof. People killed.
Oh, my God.
Like, we always saw, like, there's no way I'd get into one of those things.
Can you believe we did that little helicopter thing, though? That was so, like, light as a feather.
That felt like a golf cart in the air.
Yes. It was not like a regular helicopter.
No. It was so cool.
Yeah. We did like a celebrity helicopter. They're like, there's Mark Wahlberg, speaking of Randall, his house. Or
I felt like that
Playboy Mansion
was like the start of my like magical Hollywood journey. It really like we got champagne. We flew over the Hollywood Hills, like it was, and now there's the Hills reboot. It's just like everything is just coming full circle right now. I get this feeling, you guys, when I go to LA, like we drive in from Orange County and I start, like, as soon as I hit that LA county line, I get this adrenaline rush and it just feels like I understand why Sheena got her tattoo, because I want a tattoo on my arm every time I go to LA. Like, it's all happening. I feel it.
Now, did I hear correct? Misha Barton is going to be on the Hills.
That's correct.
And when is it supposed to come out? And
they're filming right now. So
did you watch Cavallari's show?
Mm-mm.
So I did. Michaela did. She loved it. I didn't love it, but didn't hate it. I loved her husband in it. He made the show for me. I was shocked that it's picked up for a second season.
Oh, really? I'm not a Kristen Calavari fan, but I'm obviously Team LC.
I am not Team LC.
How are you not?
I like Kristen. I never watched Laguna Beach.
Okay, well, were you Team Heidi or Team Lauren?
I never watched Laguna Beach, so it's hard to like. Lauren just seems always like a bummer, like a fun sucker. Just like, she's always serious. Like, I've never seen her laugh or smile. And then, I don't know, that whole Paris thing. I thought that was so stupid that she like didn't want to leave her boyfriend.
But did you see that place in Malibu?
Yeah, I did. That's actually realistic. So many girls would do that. So I get that. But
I probably totally would have done that.
I don't know. She just seems like a downer to me.
I get that. I feel like that's how Heidi and Spencer painted her.
Okay.
But no, she was. She was. I don't know.
But see, I didn't watch Laguna Beach, so I never bonded with her to like, I think if I had watched that and was like, I would have a different perspective.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I didn't love her on Laguna Beach, actually. I loved just her journey of going. I think I just related to her so much because she's from the OC. I'm from the OC and she went to LA. She
so basically. Kristen.
Yeah. 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 Kristen was just like such a little brat. I just wasn't down with that. Like, yeah. Just like a little bitch.
I like that. I like bitchy, bratty. I mean, it just makes good TV.
Kristen was like the type, like the nightmare girl. Like, I was Elsie like dealing with her.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be like a little scared of her and just like, what is going to say?
In person, in real life, I don't want that situation. But for TV.
Yeah, purposes, she triggered me. I think that's what it was. Like, I was just like, like.
Yeah, we all know that. It's like a Mean Girls thing or like, you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
But for TV.
But it was purposes, good. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, totally. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what's going to happen with that. And I always was.
The no, bro. Is Brody coming? No. I thought he wasn't either.
No. He said no, which pissed Spencer off.
Yeah. So no Brody, no Kristen.
But you never know. Once it gets successful, they'll probably...
Justin Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh.
Justin Bobby.
Audrina?
Yep.
Cool.
Stephanie Pratt? Yes. I mean,
Audrina's pretty boring too. So, Stephanie. Okay.
Stephanie, have you seen her glow up, dude? She looks... stunning.
No, I need to watch that show because everyone raves about it. Have you watched
Made in Chelsea? Yeah. Yes.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so yeah, so also I posted an article in the Facebook group about Lala and Randall in Miami. Check that out. They're just frolicking on the beach. I wonder if they called the Paps or if the Paps were there. I could just see.
Yeah, I don't.
You think they called?
Yeah. I don't think paparazzi in Miami is going to be like, oh, there's Lala from Vanderpump Rules.
Right.
And nobody knows who he looks like.
And the article was very like, if you read it, it was like, I think they called.
There's so many New Yorkers that go down there and he looks like every New Yorker.
And it was like her thong bikini and her $150,000 ring were flashing in the Miami sun. Like, first of all, that wasn't a thong. It was like up her butt. And
yeah, it was really unattractive. I mean, not her butt, but the suit. I wasn't a fan of that. The back shot.
Like, I wish I had the type of body where I was like, that like suit isn't even like, it doesn't even do me justice. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
Well, it is. Like, it's always the suits. It's not me.
Yeah.
It's the suits that's not
me. Yeah. And the camera. Like, it's always like, when I see a photo, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with your phone? Like, get the right angle. Right. What are you doing? Holding it on the ground?
Obviously, your filters are off. Like, your lens is like warped. It's like a funhouse mirror lens.
Yeah.
Because that is not me.
Right.
That is not what I look like.
And also, you guys, thank you so much for posting when you visit Sir and when you visit Tom Tom. We love hearing your stories when you go there because.
Yeah. We have yet to hear like either Tom working there. They just seem to be hanging around there. So if anyone sees either of them working, let us know. We're going to go back probably in a couple weeks. And hopefully they'll be there cause I have an idea. So I don't know.
Yes.
So we're going to talk a little Dallas and then leave you guys. We'll make this one. We're trying to reach a goal of under an hour just to spice it up for people that don't like long podcasts.
Yeah.
And plus not a lot happened on Dallas this week.
Yeah. So I have been on board with Dallas, but this week really tested my patience. I think it took me 3 sit downs to even get through it.
Yeah.
And I watched it twice.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, it couldn't have been that bad. Also, it was really weird. It was missing from the Bravo app this week. So, like, normally you can go on there and you can select your show and then, you know, the episodes are there Dallas is not even listed in the Bravo lineup this week. Wow. It's like Bravo even knew it was shitty. They're like, let's just pretend like we aren't associated with them this week. Oh, really quick, one more social media thing. What about Juicy Joe being deported?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I guess I'll believe it when it happens.
So from the Real Housewives of New Jersey, the news just broke that he is being deported.
I'm surprised because Teresa was kind of fans of or friends with Trump. And I mean, I guess if you're going to do it to everybody else in this country, then he should be no exception. I do think it's a little ridiculous since he was raised here since he was a child or even a baby. Didn't he come over like at 1 or 2 years old? And that, I mean, that's going to be rough, though, because like Teresa's dad is here.
This is when it really... I would wonder if you stop for a second, even with all the fame and everything that's come, like with what has happened to that family, do you think they have stopped and gone like, holy shit, we should have never done this show and yeah. brought attention to ourselves? I mean,
right.
This would have, I doubt that it would have been this severe if they were not in the limelight.
Oh, 100%.
And yeah, I wonder, I mean, that is, regardless of what Teresa is going on with Teresa, if she's moved on, if she hasn't, the fact that this story is in the press and her kids are having to deal with it at school or just mm-hmm. reading comments that people say, the comments are awful that people are saying. Mm. I just, that would be so hard to have it like, your dad's being deported. Like, oh my God. Like
the little ones must be so scared. Well, all of them actually, because they're all so close, but.
Yeah, people are probably saying, are you going to move with your dad? Like,
and then can you imagine all of them having to like move when they're all like preteens, teenagers,
no.
like to another country?
No, they're
But then like they would have to take Teresa's dad, but then Joe and Melissa are like, you can't take dad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, it's so that's.
Yeah.
Make for more good TV, I guess. That's a way to look at it. Silver lining.
Yeah, I can't wait for this season to start. I hope it's going to be good.
Yes. I know a lot of people aren't on board with New Jersey, but I am.
I've always loved it.
Okay, so let's get back into Dallas.
So, I don't know, this whole 80s party, I was very disappointed because so many missed opportunities. I mean, not one person had their hair crimped. I didn't understand what Leanne and DeAndre were doing with their, like, straight... I mean, DeAndre's kind of, like, big
I felt like they were,
rocker chick.
I felt like they were doing, like, 80s like country rock.
Yeah.
Like that it kind of looked like what are those sisters?
Dixie Chicks?
No, the dark-haired ones. The one's a famous actress. Oh, everyone's going to be all annoyed. Ashley the Judds.
The Judds.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like their hair like that what's the one's name? The bigger one.
Winona.
Like that's how their hair looked to me.
Yeah. Carrie's hair looked like Ashley Judd, like back in the 80s. And I didn't understand Carrie's outfit. Like that didn't look 80s to me at all.
No.
And then like
they were like being too pretty still.
Yes. And like
it's like just come on. Like where was like the neon and stuff?
Like, Cameron's hair was like normal curled hair.
Yeah, she's like, the girl thought it'd be like kind of cool to do the curls like this. And I'm like, ringlets?
Like, it looks like.
It didn't even look like Jesse Spano hair. It was like, it was more like a perfect perm.
Yeah, it needed to be either corkscrew or crimped.
Or frizz. Like, it needed to be like teased.
Like, Stephanie teased hers up a little bit more. Hers was more like the hot roller look.
I liked hers.
Yeah, she had the best.
She committed the most.
Oh, the braces were awesome.
That was really cute.
And the dress was on point. I didn't really get or understand Brandy's. Like, that didn't seem very 80s. I don't know. It was kind of boring to me. But I get that they were doing the prom king queen thing, and kudos to her for not caring about looking pretty.
Right, there's still she still missed a lot too. She could have really done something.
She could have done like Zubas, or
she could have done a color suit, like or something, you know, like
a mesh fish tank.
Yeah,
tank top.
Yes, with like a fan. Did she have a fanny pack on?
Or yeah, even like the baby blue ruffle tux, because I know that was 70s, but it was also 80s because my sister went to prom in like 82 with someone in that tux. So. Yeah, a lot of missed opportunities. I didn't understand Leanne at all, and that's shocking since she went to high school in the 80s. Like, her hair looked totally normal. Her dress didn't seem 80s at all, unless it was, like, kind of Dynasty-esque. I don't know. I didn't get it. and Deandra's dress and outfit.
Hers was even worse than Leanne's.
Yes, I didn't get that at all. I don't know. And these are the chicks that should know. They should be experts because they lived in that era. And then Cameron's, I get, was like Madonna, but it was like a prettified,
the know. Most interesting thing about this whole party was the cups that were like blinking, and that was like so 10 years ago.
Right.
Like it wasn't 80s.
We're drinking it totally tubular. Like, okay.
She said that. How many times did she say that?
I know. Yeah, it was... It left something to be desired. That's for sure. The other charity event, I think nothing really happened outside of like Brandy showed up wasted, which is kind of funny.
Okay, that was great. But again, I wish they would have done something more with it. Yeah. You know,
like really focused in on like her being wasted. Like I know like I she felt gets bad, there, she's though. Like, I need a drink. And then, but yeah, it would have been funny if she was, I don't know. They caught her like shoveling food into her mouth or something.
Not to bring it back to Vanderpump Rules, but I feel like Vanderpump Rules could take a couple of notes from the Housewives franchise. I haven't seen anyone lately show up blitzed on Vanderpump Rules. They all are really careful to not go there.
And this season, I don't think you're going to see it at all because they were all sober.
Yeah, and we haven't seen like Tequila Katie come out or any, I mean, James is like the closest that we'll get. Kristen won't even turn up anymore. It's like, I guess Schwartz gets blitzed.
Lala said
he got blitzed in Mexico. Sober.
She wanted to try filming sober. Sheena was sober.
Shit, I would too. I would 100% say, I'm trying, you know, I'm healthy. I'm not drinking because you look crazy when you're drunk on camera. But there's something like the way Brandy looked on this episode. It was like, yes. And I liked how all the other women rallied around her. Were like, look, she has, you know, a baby at home. Just let her have a day. Like I appreciated that they all kind of stuck up for her.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, being like, oh, she has a problem or something. Well, like that.
And they were drinking like wine at lunch. And I know, like, I drink wine all the time. But if I have like a glass at noon or something, or a beer at noon, I feel like totally drunk. It hits you differently. Whereas if I had the same glass or same beer at 7 p.m., I would feel nothing. So it really hits you in the day.
I related to this in the way that I had a huge problem at Chad's brother got married at Knott's Berry Farm. God, I don't think she listens to this. And I hope I haven't told this story before, but she got married at Knott's Berry Farm. I am not shitting you guys, at 9 a.m. The wedding was at 9.
That's worse than Katie and Tom's.
Yeah. Wednesday. And I was like, because we lived in like South Orange County at the time. And so I had to get up really early to be at this thing. Jeez. And Chad had to be there even earlier because he was in the wedding party. So me and one of Chad's other brothers girlfriends were sitting there. And, you know, after the wedding happens and everything, it's like an hour and a half while they're taking their stupid pictures.
Yeah.
And so the bar wasn't even open, so like we like ended up like finding someone in the hotel who gave us a bottle of champagne. I don't normally drink a lot, so when I do it becomes a problem. So we started drinking champagne. Uh-huh. I immediately got blitzed pretty quickly. So then we go to like this ballroom. I'm not kidding, now it's like 10:30. I'm wasted. So they had like this girl singing, like this young girl like singing like some Whitney Houston song or something. I'm like laughing. I'm sitting like with his family.
You're like Kelly Dodd.
So then it comes time for her to throw the bouquet. And so I'm like at this point I'd been dating Chad. Chad and I dated 10 years, no joke, before we got married. And I was so pissed that I was attending this wedding of this girl that, you know, had been dating this guy for a year or something. So I'm like, I'm going to catch that damn bouquet. I'm hammered.
Yeah.
I'm in like a Walmart dress. And hashtag I was really poor. And not that there's anything wrong with Walmart dresses, but you know what I'm saying? So, and I thought I looked like Elsie. Just to bring this full circle. So I'm like wearing...
Was it like her brand or she's at Kohl's or something?
She was at Kohl's, but it was like...
It could have been Mary Kay.
It was like a knockoff of an Elsie dress.
Yeah.
So it's time for her to throw the thing. And her sisters had flown out special from Washington. Mm-hmm. Her only two sisters. Her mother tragically passed away when she was born. It's like this whole... Wow. You know, so like her family, her sisters are as important as her mother, you know?
Yeah.
So it comes time. She throws the bouquet. It pretty much lands in the sister's hand. I grab it out of the sister's hand, fall on the ground. My underwear showed. Like, it was, and they've never shown me the video, and they've talked about it. Like, I am, like, and they had a full videographer there and everything.
Oh, you gotta see the video.
I want to see the video so bad. And, like, I've tried to bring it up, like, you know, because it's been years now. And I did not, this is my first time meeting the bride, by the way, too. Oh. Like, because this is, like, Chad's half-brother. So, like, and we're really good friends now. But so I've, like, tried to bring it up. I'm like, hey, Rebecca, like, have you ever watched her wedding video? You know, like, to see, like, if she's bitter about it. But no, yeah. She hasn't ever said anything, so...
Ask to watch and just be like, oh, I was just thinking about it. That was so fun. It was such a unique wedding. I'd love to like kind of rewatch it.
I'd love to show Ronnie when I caught the bouquet. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh my gosh. So when she was like hammered walking up there, I was like, ooh, like, is that what I looked like when I like grabbed the bouquet out of someone's hand?
Yes.
Shit. We've all been there, I think. So I didn't blame her for that. But and I also don't, I guess I don't understand the whole like charity circuit thing and how proud they all are of like, well, they just want your Rolodex of contacts. And
yeah, it's our season.
Leanne and Cameron keep like, you know, trying to outdo each other. I feel like
I mean, it's great that they do these things, but it just seems like, you know, you're doing it for, especially these ladies, because they pretty much flat out say it. They're doing it for image and reputation. And it's like, you know, they're throwing these galas that cost so much money. Like,
yes.
That money could just go to the charity. You know what I mean?
You just blew my mind.
What?
That's true.
I always feel that way about fundraisers and shit like that. It's like,
because you know how much, wrong with yeah, because you know how much it is to like do a trade show and stuff. So yeah. It's on that level. Wow, that's so true. There's a huge Orange County charity group of women too. Hmm. It's kind of like the group that Gretchen hangs out with.
Oh, really?
If you look on her Instagram,
the Ladies Who Lunch.
Yeah, yes. Look at them, and they all do, you know, these little gaudy fundraisers. Also,
that's what I picture when like Gina said, I just can't with Newport. I couldn't live there. Like, it drove me crazy. Like that, and then like your first attempt at like a Mommy and Me group. It,
mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I picture, is like the ladies Gina probably encountered, the ones right. You encounter.
Yes.
These ones. Like,
yes.
It's kind of very Highland Park, Dallas.
Yeah.
Same type of thing. Which
it's just rough. It's really, I mean, you just don't want to put yourself in that situation of having to run with women like that. It just doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And it's just so fake. You know, if you want to, being a mom and dealing with day-to-day things is like hard enough. You know, you don't want to add that in there.
Right. So whatever else happened, like I liked Stephanie and how she was kind of telling Carrie, like, look, honesty is great, but like, you don't have to tell every person every single thing you ever heard anyone say. It's like, that's not being honest. That's just having some tact and courtesy. Like, Carrie is just, you know, she's saying too much.
Yeah,
under
the
umbrella of honesty.
I was really glad that the way that she said that, because I feel like it did not click for Carrie that she was sharing other people's truths.
Yeah, thinking she's being honest, but it's like, you're actually just causing problems and hurting people's feelings.
Right.
You know, no good's coming from it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was, I liked the way she said that. And then I wanted to ask you, since I haven't watched as much, was there a problem with Carrie before? Because she's referencing other seasons about where she came off too guarded or something.
Yeah, or doesn't tell people like shit that other people said. And then when they watch it back, they're like, why didn't you tell me?
So is it that she kept too many secrets last season?
I mean, I can't really think of anything like specific with her. She's always just been kind of the character for me that doesn't do it like one way or the other, and like there's not like a lot of scandal around her. Like, the scandal around her last year was around her husband and like Leanne saying he goes to the roundup and gets his dick sucked.
Oh yeah.
So it was more like around her husband. So I can't really remember if she was like keeping secrets, but it's certainly not event worthy.
Would you ever get your vag lasered?
I had that written down for you, since you have had two children like Stephanie, rejuvenated. Is that something that's now on your bucket list?
No.
No, she made it look so easy. And then remember when Brandy Glanville did it? And she said, like, she was in, like, burning hell pain for...
Vicky did it too, right? She did it on camera. I think at one of Chad's surgery centers, I think.
A lot of people have done it on that show.
I mean, I'd like to... I guess I'd like to hear, like, the... well, I don't like what Brandy just said. But I'd like to hear, like, after what, you know, does it work? Like, do you not pee anymore? I guess that's interesting. Yeah. Because that is something that happens. It's gross. But, yeah, like, you sneeze and you... piss yourself, well, you know?
Yeah. Or like they said, Leanne, like, or just getting old. You don't have to have kids.
Ooh, that was rough.
But remember Kris Jenner, like, talked about her whole problem on the Kardashians. But yeah, that was sad with Leanne. She's like, oh, that's right, because it also happens with age. It's like, fuck you.
Well, you know, I was at Walmart or something, and I was looking... it was like a bunch of grannies there or something. And almost all of them had like big old Depends packages in their carts. So obviously it's like a huge, men and women, they have all like this whole wall of like adult diapering, you know? So if it's so easy, like they just showed it, why don't they just all get lasered?
Well, there's probably a generational thing. Like,
or is there like a point of no return where there's no lasering will even help? I don't know. I just
that's
thought
something to look into.
There's a whole market for it. You know, Lisa Rinna.
Huh. Yeah. If there's like a point of no return, is it like Botox where it's like all the Vanderpump? It's preventative.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, do you need
I feel like it hasn't been around long enough for us to like know what like, do you have to get it done over and over? Is because like people who do laser hair removal, like they're in there all the time.
Yeah. I don't.
It's like, what's the point?
I don't understand that because like, I know Sheena like went all the time last year, was tagging it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I think I researched like it was like 6 sessions.
Well, but she's there again.
She was there again. I was like, what the fuck? What's the point? If you're still going a year and a half later.
It's like shaving.
Right.
Just shave. Like just shave.
I know. And like that, it sounds like it's burning flesh pain.
And I just, I couldn't imagine. I bet it smells.
Yeah. Ew.
Ew.
I mean, I kind of wanted to do it. I mean, maybe I'll try it, but I don't know. But I also don't understand these people do their entire bodies.
Yeah.
Like, I would never laser my legs. That's so much, like, ground to cover. And then they do, like, their arms, and it's like, I mean, I get if you
maybe have... it's addicting how it feels after. Like, maybe you just feel so good and clean, and I don't know. And it's so nice to not worry about it. You're like, I have to do it.
Yeah. Like if you sleep around a lot, that would probably be nice.
Or if you were like in porn or something.
Yeah. You don't have to like
plan if you're in ahead. An industry where you need it, I would say, you know.
Huh. Well, maybe I'll try it. Maybe I won't. So there. Yeah, that was that. I thought Brandy and Deandra were totally, you know, out of line as far as like. Worrying so much about Leanne's date. It's like, first of all, Brandy and Leanne aren't even friends right now. She's like, you're not being honest with us. When's the date? What's the holdup? And it's like, why would she tell you you're not even friends right now? And it's no one's business. But then Deandra took it a step further and was like, well, I know for a fact Rich cheats on her. I mean, people talk about it on the street, and I'm sure Leanne's heard the same thing. She knows. And it's like, that's a really shady thing to say about your best friend. And I get you're not like getting along right now, but you're still friendly and you've been best friends for 10 years. You don't just go on national TV and accuse your friend's fiance of cheating. Like, that's shady.
Yeah.
And then like she heard it on the street. She didn't see it with her own eyes.
And she's this is why I'm just sticking through this season, because I feel like I don't deserve to ask so many questions because I haven't watched the last season. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like she's so like mean and like on a warpath, aggressive to take Leanne down. Like if I saw my friend speak in that tone about me, and like she didn't speak to me before the season and go, hey, I'm going to really turn it up for the ratings this year. So here's what I'm going to say.
Last year, she was very like,
But it's not like, I don't feel like she's like my hero. I don't feel like I'm like, no. Thank you for asking that. Like, no one else will do it. Thank you. I feel like I'm like, ooh, like you're not a good friend, not a good look. I can tell you're in a weird place in your life. You have mommy issues. Like, you have no room to talk.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to go out on my own. I'm going to go out on my own. And then she's like, I have to work this out with my mom. It's like, yeah, she needs to worry about her.
Yeah. And it just seems like,
okay, last
year. It's just getting old.
Last year, Rich proposed to Leanne while they were filming at the carnival. Like, they just got engaged last season. So what's the big problem? Like, why are you guys? It's not like 5 years later.
But then I guess the other thing that's throwing me off is it is really getting to Leanne. Like, everything they're saying is, so the producers or someone knows, like, keep asking because it is breaking her down because she's like about to snap. And then the other thing, I know I'm jumping way to the end, when they have their conversation at the end, and she says, if someone says one more time about living life separately, I'm gonna blow a gasket, or whatever she says. Deandra's like, don't you talk to me like that. Like, what did she say that was, like, she said she is gonna blow a gasket, not that she's gonna like attack her or something. Like, I didn't understand how that made, she's like, don't you talk to me like that. Like, what?
Well, it's like, you just accused her fiance of cheating. She can say whatever the hell she
like,
wants
she
at
can't
this point.
She can't have a mad reaction or say, like, if you say that again, I'm gonna be mad. Like, it wasn't throwing it back to her. That comment confused me. I was like,
like, if Leanne was acting crazy and we're all like cheering Deandra on, like, yeah, start some shit, say some things, like, be our hero. But it's like, no, Leanne's actually being normal, and like, you're looking like a crazy bitch. Brandy's looking like a crazy bitch. Like, even what Leanne said to Brandy, it's like, yeah, that's harsh, but she said it hypothetically. She's like, you're saying all these things to me about my fiance, my wedding. She's like, what if I was to like propose, like, well, did you get a baby to save your marriage? Like, you know, she didn't say, I heard you got a baby to save it. She was doing the exact same thing that Brandy did to her. So I thought it was fair game.
I did too. I think I would have reacted, the way that Brandy did and been like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, it just, like, kind of,
don't you bring my baby into it.
It just kind of takes like the air out of, like, you're like, and that's kind of how she reacted. And you can tell that she's just going to take that and run with it.
Yeah.
that's what's coming. So it looks like next week is going to be really good.
Yeah.
Finally. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be a big fight. Like, she said, I got this baby to. Yeah. Yeah. The other scenes, I was so bored. Like, I am so bored with Cameron and her husband. Well, mainly her husband. It's like, he's just so joyless. I mean, he makes Shane look like Bo, the life of the party.
Yeah.
He's just like, well, selling 500 bags isn't going to do it. I'm like, is this scene even necessary? Can we just move on? The dog food's terrible.
Yeah.
Dogs are sick.
Like, yeah. Nothing. I have nothing to say on that.
Yeah. So that's kind of it. Everything we just kind of talked about.
I know Sarah and I haven't really discussed our next recording schedule because she has some traveling coming up. But my cousin is coming into town on Friday night and she's coming over to visit. She hasn't met the baby and she's watching the OC. So, and she also said that she would be happy to weigh in on Shane and, you know, being Mormon and all of that, that she could give some insight. So I thought that's really cool.
Oh, you guys could do it Friday night or Saturday or Skype me in or something. I'll be around Saturday.
Yeah, so I don't know what her schedule is, so I'll work with her and you.
Or you can just do it with her. That's fine.
Yeah. And then...
that'd be interesting to get
I thought that's kind of cool, because I know we've all kind of talked about it, but we don't know.
You should do it Friday night if she's at your house.
Yeah, if we can. If Chad will watch all the kids or something, then maybe we can go in the garage or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I thought, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, I've got... Yeah, I'll be here Saturday. Well, the air show's Saturday.
Oh, is it?
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
And then I have to go to San Francisco, but then I'll be back the following Wednesday. So, no, we'll still be on a weekly schedule.
Oh, yeah. And we'll Skype, too. I just meant I hadn't talked to you when we're going to record. So, mm-hmm. Yay. So, cool. So, we keep in touch with us on the Facebook group and everything, you guys. We are updating there every single day.
Yeah. Oh, and I do want to do a Kristen giveaway from her fall launch, maybe the Witches of WeHo sweatshirt or something. And then you guys follow us. I am Pumpers Nation on both Instagram and Twitter. So hit me up, follow me. I'm going to start posting a bunch of stuff. I'm going to get a little more active. So Pumpers Nation and then Vanderpump Rules Party on Instagram and VPR Party Podcast on Twitter. And if you guys want to email us, actually, we'll have to do this next week because we didn't queue it up. But someone did leave a voicemail. Thank you. Maybe we can air that next time. But if you guys want to...
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'll have to listen.
Yeah, I forgot. And then otherwise we could have queued it up for tonight.
Okay, yeah, next one for sure. And if, yeah, other people leave them too, so we can do a couple.
Yeah, if you guys want us to play your message on the podcast, we are happy to do that. If you guys want us to answer specific questions, just tweet us, DM us, email us, VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. But the voicemail is 805-VANDER-8. And just leave a message and let us know if you want us to play it or you don't want us to play it.
Should we call Carter's phone number from 805-VANDER-8 right now? And okay. And you can do like a voice?
Okay.
Okay.
How do you have the phone number?
I don't know. We'll have to pause it and then we can record again. Or do you not want to do it on air?
I can do it.
Okay. We'll be right back, guys. Okay, you guys, we're going live and... Sarah is getting ready to hit send for a phone call to Carter.
Okay.
It sounds so good. It's ringing.
My heart is like throbbing.
Oh, God. Okay. System. 8-5.
Oh, he doesn't even have his name.
7-6-0-4-7-0 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Daddy, will you call me back? This is Kayla. My mom gave me your number. My mom said you're my dad, and I have like a daddy dance coming, and I don't have anyone to bring, and my mom told me to call you and ask if you could come. Can you call me back, please? Thanks, Daddy. It's Kayla.
Now this should, like, Kristen's be like, who the fuck is that?
She'd be like, what,
you have a baby mama?
You better take her to that daddy daughter dance.
Right.
How'd you know that that's like a thing right now?
Is it?
Yes. Like, all the schools are having daddy daughter dances right now.
Oh, really?
You're very on brand.
That's weird.
That's so funny.
Shit. Yeah, I'm like, wait, that's ringing out. It's like boom, 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 my heart. I'm like, what are the answers?
I wonder how many calls he's gotten.
Right. Yeah, because now it doesn't even, I don't know if it said his name before. But you would think, like, he's a professional. Wouldn't you say, hi, this was Brian Carter Photography? You know what I mean? Like, but now it's just the phone number.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it goes through and we'll see it on a story or something. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back next week.
Cool. Thanks.
Or in a couple days. Bye.
Bye.